I think this is a great fund. While 3 million might seem like a lot, from a national perspective, we're actually getting more than our fair share. But it's not about that. It's about the impact that this local biodiversity action fund can have, because it involves local communities, people who are interested in the environment and promoting biodiversity, and crucially, our local authorities. And some of the most interesting programs, even though there are quite a number, for example, in Donegal and Leitrim, they're recording the Irish mayfly conservation status. And that involves angling clubs and private individuals to establish, if you like, the status of the mayfly, which, as we know, is absolutely crucial for our fishing. We also have in Donegal, where they're updating the existing biodiversity species list for County Donegal. And when you come to Leitrim, we have some really interesting projects. For example, the conservation of ancient oak woodland at Garradice Lockwood. And I think a really interesting one is that back in 2023, the Irish Bishops' Conference made a commitment to set aside 30% of church grounds for nature by 2030. And Leitrim County Council's biodiversity officer has engaged with the Bishop of Kilmore and a working group called the Laudato C Working Group to run a project in County Leitrim with the aim of signing up 10 parishes to carry out biodiversity actions, conservation measures on parish grounds. And I mean, that's really positive and interesting because it involves local people. And Sligo, many different projects. I just mentioned one, what we call an invasive alien species. In this case, we're talking about giant hogweed on the Owen Moor and Unchin River catchments. And look, we're looking to develop some kind of a control protocol for County Sligo. So a lot of really important, interesting, diverse projects where local people, local communities and the local authority are all involved. And it's great to see that we're getting, for once, more than our fair share of the national pot when it comes to funding.